KBTC, a viewer-supported community service of Bates Technical College.
From KBTC Public Television Studios in Tacoma, Washington, welcome to the Steve on the Street podcast, a closer look behind the headlines as public policy and current affairs impact the real lives of real people.
Hello, and welcome to the Steve on the Street podcast, produced by the Public Affairs Television Program Northwest Now, broadcasting from Western Washington's PBS affiliate, KBTC Public Television. I'm your host, photojournalist and reporter Steve Kiggins. On today's podcast, we're featuring a theatrical production making its debut at Tacoma's historic Rialto Theater, The Midwinter Revels, Christmastime in Seneca Village. Produced by the Puget Sound Revels, the production depicts the lives and times of those living in 19th century New York City in a community named Seneca Village. This neighborhood was formed in 1825 by free black Americans, and later joined by Irish and German immigrants. They all planted roots in the community. They built churches and schools and homes and gardens. That's until 1857, when families were removed by force, their properties torn down as construction began building New York City's Central Park. For the past 30 years in our neck of the woods, Puget Sound Revels has been producing holiday programs called Midwinter Revels. And this year, the production is inspired by Seneca Village, and it's written and directed by playwright Michelle Matlock. Next on the podcast, take a listen to Northwest Now's coverage.
The mantra is, we fling joy.
In early December, cast and crew stretch their vocal cords and rehearse lines, preparing for the latest production from Puget Sound Revels.
Definitely not your regular program.
This is a celebration of like resilience and community.
Revels stage director Michelle Matlock wrote and directs this season's production titled The Midwinter Revels, Christmastime in Seneca Village.
The group, the founders here, I want you to come up into her level.
It's a theatrical production depicting the times and lives of free black Americans who built community beginning in 1825 in a place called Seneca Village.
It became a symbiotic community, an integrated community. Which we find, in terms of messaging, in terms of what that's important is, it's about a unity, and it's about belonging.
Unity and belonging. Just a pair of the themes woven through the latest Puget Sound Revels production celebrates the legacy of Seneca Village.
It's not some ramshackle shanty town. There were people who owned their property and built proper homes.
Seneca Village was founded in 1825. The community also welcomed Irish and German immigrant families until 1857, when settlers were forced to leave and their homes were torn down in order to build what is now New York City's Central Park.
Those individuals who formed that community went off and formed new communities. They knew how to do it. They knew what it took.
Even though, you know, all the people of Seneca Village were removed because of Central Park, they went on to do wonderful things.
Seneca Village, New York.
The production premieres inside the historic Rialto Theater in downtown Tacoma, where cast and crew performs five shows with professional actors and musicians. Christmastime in Seneca Village aims to celebrate community and culture through traditions of song, dance, and story, highlighting the values that brought Seneca Village together and continues to strengthen South Puget Sound communities today.
We think about this story in terms of themes of hope, resilience, community, unity, all of those things that are really needed right now.
In Tacoma, Steve Kiggins, Northwest Now. What a joy to get a sneak peek of their performance earlier this December. Watching the production in a full theater with live musicians will no doubt be a treat. So, how did Seneca Village become focus for Puget Sound Revels this year? Next on the podcast, we'll learn more from the executive director, Amy Wigstrom, in this extended interview.
We're called the Puget Sound Revels, and we are one of nine Revels nationally. And the closest other one is in Portland. Okay. The furthest one is Washington, D.C. We also produce things throughout the year, but our largest production is called the Midwinter Revels. And this year, like every year, is a new theme. Every year, new theme, new culture, new time period. And this year, our stage director and playwright, Michelle Matlock, has written our show inspired by Seneca Village. And Seneca Village was formed in 1825 by free African Americans in what is now Central Park.
And so kind of we're revisiting this village of free black people, right, prior to emancipation and whatnot. But what, help me understand what the goal of producing this here in Tacoma, what's the message you're hoping to share with the audience?
Right. Well, first and foremost, Seneca Village was remarkable because this was pre-abolition. And these black Americans purchased land, which actually gave them, the men, the right to vote. So not only was it comprised of African Americans, but also they attracted other immigrants, the German and Irish population that were also having some troubles as immigrants. And there was a relationship with the indigenous population in that part of the central, what is now Central Park. So not only was it remarkable for these African Americans to be landowners and have the opportunity to vote, some of the landowners were also women. That's pretty remarkable. But it became a symbiotic community, an integrated community, which we find in terms of messaging, in terms of what that's important is, it's about a unity, and it's about belonging, and it's about sharing resources. I mean, they shared schools, churches, they were buried together. It was a working community. And so we think about this story in terms of themes of hope, resilience, community, unity, all of those things that are really needed right now in our world.
So. And come to think, these hundreds of years later, not really much has changed in regards.
I think you're very right, and I think part of what we, so one of the things that we have is a mantra. And the mantra is, we fling joy. And so we feel that bringing this joy to the community is a part of our mission and a part of lifting this story up. Interestingly enough, the story wasn't very well known until recently when I guess some groundspeople in New York found some artifacts and they were confused. So historians and others came and they did an archaeological dig. They found all of this wonderful evidence.
Amazing
things, yeah. What else was important about these digs and important about their findings is the end of the story is that the Parks Commission takes the land away. And they do it by a slander campaign, by saying this is a squatter's town, you know, terrible things are happening. And that message is in our communities today, too. The others, you know.
Let's beautify.
Yes.
Let's beautify yes. the neighborhood.
Sure.
Fix the blight.
Yeah, yeah. And so they used that to use the pressure campaigns. And so there are documents, newspapers about this. But when the artifacts were dug up and brought forward, they found china. They found items that a middle-class person would have had. These were two-story homes, and that part of the story is really important for us to shed light on. And also, in the course of doing research on this, I was, like everybody does, Googling this,
right,
and
right.
I found a self-published book by the only known descendants of Seneca Village. And I reached out to them, and I through LinkedIn, you know, one of those things, and we have since developed a relationship with them. And Andrew and Mariah Williams are the known descendants. And here's their story. They knew their family history. So they went to Seneca Village to tour the property. And this was just a couple years ago. This was, and in the course of walking through Central Park, and now there's little display placards everywhere, the tour guide says, well, unfortunately, we don't have any records or don't have any connections to descendants of Seneca Village. And of course, they're like, spoke up. And since then, now they've been working alongside all these historians, and they've been involved in other projects, like Envision Seneca Village, which is a new 3D model of what the village could have been like. And so now they have that relationship, and they have blessed us by having a relationship with them.
How wonderful. With such horrifying circumstances, right? You've got history that seems intangible, but it's literally not.
Right.
It's right in front of your face. It's breathing. It's living. You can touch it.
Right.
And that's the purpose of this, no doubt.
It is. And I should say this about Mariah and Andrew Williams. When we've spoken with them about the end of the story, the end of Seneca Village, they say for them, this was not a tragic ending, because those individuals who formed that community went off and formed new communities. They knew how to do it. They knew what it took. And so it wasn't as if everyone, they were displaced and given pennies for their property. But for them, it's a story of resilience and hope. And so we've tried to embody that to a certain degree. I mean, we're doing a holiday show here, so we're not ending it with everybody being displaced. That doesn't end in fun.
But it's almost a mechanism of through like a trial and tribulation is growth.
Yes.
And joy and reflection and learning and growing.
Yeah. And so this is a joyful production. And if somebody's never been to a Revels show, they need to know a few things. So a Revels show has constructs. Even if we're in a different language, different culture, there are always some sort of same constructs within the show. We call them touch points or keystones or what have you. So there are sing-alongs, for example. There's audience participation. At one point in every show, the audience gets up and dances around the theater. So it's not a sit and watch only. You're invited to participate. No, everybody doesn't have to get up and dance around the theater. I mean, first time I saw the show, I was like, what is happening here? But it's definitely not your regular program. And so it's participatory. You're going to learn something about the culture. There's going to be German carols, Irish dancing, and of course, spirituals.
Now, during rehearsal, I saw members of the cast and crew from all ages and walks of life, no doubt similar to those who lived inside Seneca Village itself. So, to those behind Christmas time in Seneca Village, break a leg. Thanks very much to Amy Wigstrom for the invitation to rehearsal and for sharing your voice for the broadcast. And certainly, thank you. Thanks for listening. Thanks for taking the time to be here with me. Your support, just by listening to the Steve on the Street podcast, it's greatly appreciated. Once again, I'm your host, Steve Kiggins, from KUTC Public Television's Northwest Now. Until next time, cheers.